WilliamRTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, you wanna have some fun?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
And you expect me to believe you?
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what's that?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Go ahead and have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I say we throw the switch and see what happens.
Heartbreak Mike.
Nobody knows who he is.
The Omega.
I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Things have gone wrong. I'm talking to myself.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We call it the ego trip.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have single earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
I have to hand it to you. Best mindfuck yet.
Are you ready? Yeah, you know this. You think you can tell us what to do? Huh? You think that you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready and bow to the masters. Bring it down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunlight Wrestle Talk Radio live coast to coast on wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live, and tune in radio search Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm Sir Rocket, joined tonight by the one, the only Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, everyone? Heartbreak Mike here tonight. It's all about retirements, promises, and trouble. What an evolution WWE and wrestling is going to be tonight.
And of course, leading the way, the one, the only, Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night right here and live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that you've been waiting to hear from, Tim Stein. He had to step out for a minute, so I'm taking over. It's showtime. Say my name. Come on, you can do it.
And everything is going so well.
At?
But liquid from oranges. Come on, you can say it.
Forums.
Nice fucking model.
Oh, come on, you guys. It's a Sunday night. Lighten the fuck up. Jesus Christ. Really?
Really?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Hope you had a great week and your weekend didn't suck so bad. There are those of you who have to go back to work or school tomorrow. I feel bad for you, but not that bad because I got to go to work tomorrow, too.
Yeah, that is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Mike has to go stand in the bread lines.
Wow.
Wow. Click. Oops. Sorry.
Wow.
I apologize, Mikey. How was your week?
You know what? My week was okay. You know what? We'll keep it at that.
did you work at a job?
I did work at a job. I worked what, at a, you.
What job do you work at?
I work at a restaurant called Ruby Tuesdays where everybody apparently is a John Cena fan.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Oh,
you know,
God.
That's a song from the Rolling Stones, right?
Yes, I know.
Who could hang a name on you?
Oh, God. No.
When you change with every new day?
Help.
Still, I'm going to miss you.
If there's anybody, help.
Okay, what is the signature dish for Ruby Tuesdays? I've heard of it. We don't have one in Canada.
So it depends on what type of signature dish you want. If you're in for seafood, it's called a New Orleans seafood. Don't ask me what's in it because I can't eat seafood.
I want ribs.
You said what?
I'm a fanatic for ribs.
So you're probably the one with half rack or a full rack of ribs.
Half rack? What are you dicking around with a half rack for? God damn it. Hey, no. Give me two racks.
People can't eat. Look. All I know is that it's...
Two racks. The left and the right.
Two racks of ribs, he says. You hear him? Get him two racks of ribs.
Speaking about food, hey, Mike.
Yes.
What is a burrito classified as, in your opinion?
Mexican.
Duh, I'm not talking cuisine. Is it a wrap? Is it a sandwich? What is it?
Wow. I honestly, now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't know.
In the eastern United States, it depends mm-hmm. on what state you're in on the East Coast.
What?
New York sees the burrito as a sandwich. Legally.
Oh, God.
But not in Massachusetts.
But... Okay, I guess.
I call it Massachusetts because I can't say Massachusetts.
That's what we're calling it now?
Oh, shit. No, that has stuck with me ever since I was a little kid watching Bugs Bunny on TV. You remember when he goes rogue and saws Florida off the rest of the United States?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I remember that he actually was talking about selling Massachusetts back to the natives.
Oh, oh God, not the natives.
And they wouldn't take it until he threw in a set of dishes.
What?
In that cartoon. Yeah, but here's the thing. And when I was a little kid watching this, it never dawned on me. And then I see it as a bit more grown up. He said Massachusetts. And it got me thinking, okay, this was from the 60s. How the fuck did they get that past the censors?
Exactly. Makes you wonder. It's like, hey, how? What?
Wow.
Hey, I don't know,
but store-bought beef and bean burritos are best served after being nuked in the microwave and then slathered with mustard and ketchup.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I gotta try that one.
Have I totally confounded you talking about this shit when we're supposed to talk wrestling?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Okay, well, as long as you understand that. So did you watch wrestling this past week?
I did, and I'm in so much confusion.
Well, before we get into confusion, we've got that new segment here, and of course he's not here to play the intro, which is too bad, because he had to go and spend 15 minutes... he ate too many burritos, our producer. Oh, so he's got to be in a little room with a porcelain bowl. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Dear. So, you know, in about 12 minutes, I'll get him to play it delayed, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. But, yeah. Mike's.
Yes.
Heartbreak Mike's WTF moment of the week.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Go for it.
Okay. So as many as you all know, back in September, we had a little incident where a certain female superstar decided to not call out a certain spot and knock a female wrestler unconscious. For those of you who know, it would be Brie Bella. And I'm confused. Like, WWE, we have Evolution coming up, one of the first ever WWE women's pay-per-views, only women's pay-per-views. And then it's Brie Bella versus Ronda Rousey. Wait, why? I'm sorry.
Why, Nikki, why?
Why? I'm sorry. I'm really at this point where it's like, okay, Ronda's still got some work to do. And none of the Bellas have done anything wrestling-wise that have impressed me. Sorry. Even Stephanie McMahon out-wrestled the Bellas, and that's saying something. Granted,
I was just going to say, you know, the Bellas, when they stick to their own shit, aren't half bad in the ring. We went over this last week. Brie, stay away from your husband's moves, because you ain't got this.
You don't. It's stick with originality.
I'll let you use the word, because I'm not allowed to kind of sort of culturally.
Yeah, stick, please. Niggas, stick to it.
There you go. Because like I could say the word, but not on air because there people wouldn't understand.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. And it's like, all right, cool. She's about to do the yes kicks. Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, but wait a second, Mike. Who attacked Ronda Rousey?
The Bellas.
Which one?
Nikki and no, both of them did the first time.
Yeah, which one primarily?
Brie.
Primarily?
Nikki.
There you go. I know it's hard. Okay, let me make it easier for you. Nikki's the one with the implants.
It's still a loss.
Did that help you?
It's still a loss.
There you go.
My whole thing is Ronda Rousey deserves someone better, and they give the Bella Ronda Rousey. Out of so many possible women superstars, old, past, NXT, new, and we end up in this match. Granted, she's the champion. Ew. I'm sorry. WWE. WTF. That's just how I feel.
That's all you feel?
It is. And that's because my second moment of WTF is going to be our next segment. Because I'm...
Oh, are we getting a twofer tonight?
Yeah, you're getting a twofer tonight.
You know, in Canada, a twofer is a case of beer. Mm-hmm. In Ontario, it's a 2-4.
Mm.
So like, hey, dude, man, let's go get a 2-4. You know, they're talking about some Canadian beer, which, Mike,
mm-hmm.
you have to at least once in your life have one bottle of Canadian beer. Because you haven't had real beer till you had something from brewed in Canada. I don't mean this, Walson Canadian imported from Canada, sold in the United States. No, that's not real Canadian beer.
Right.
That's Budweiser with a new label on it.
Exactly. Exactly. And people don't understand that. But yes, you may get a twofer tonight.
There you go. Here in Alberta, it's called a flat because a case for us is 12 bottles. In a flat is 24 because you buy a flat, you know what a flat is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, generally speaking, a flat would be 24 cans of something that is in the little cardboard tray wrapped in plastic. But in this case, it's bottles because don't drink beer out of a can.
Yeah.
Drink it out of the bottle.
There you go.
Yeah. So. I'm just saying.
Not saying. Just saying.
I'm just saying. Not saying much. Just saying. By the way, have you got your all-time SmackDown History Edition power rankings ready to go? Your top five?
Later tonight, I do.
All time? I just want to make sure. That being said, do you have this past week's power rankings, like current power rankings? Did you do anything?
Honestly, I... For SmackDown?
No, like for the past week in wrestling.
Oh, all right. Well, I got, you know what? The sad part is I do. All right. Number five, Kurt Angle. For the simple fact is that his return. Number four. Oh boy. Well, yes. No. It's a three-way tie for number four.
Ooh.
Between Adam Cole, Ricochet.
Why Adam Cole?
Just the match alone. Those three. Well, actually, you know what? Number five, Kurt Angle. Number four, Pete Dunne. Number three, Ricochet. I'm sorry, Adam Cole. Number two, Ricochet.
Okay.
And number...
number one, drum roll, please.
And number one, Samoa Joe.
Sammy Joe. All right. Hey, so there's your top five power rankings. Are you ready for my power rankings?
Yeah, what you got?
In fifth place,
mm-hmm.
Kurt Angle makes his return wearing that gold lamé suit.
It's the typical surprise return of the Conquistador.
The Conquistador returned in the gold lamé, and he lifted up his mask, and it was Kurt. Yeah, looking at Baron Corbin. Ha ha, you lose, I win. I'm going there and I'm representing. In number four, my power rankings, fourth place, Trish and Lita.
Mm.
Of course, on Raw, they announced that they're teaming up, forming a tag team. It's the Legends taking on Alexa and Mickie James in a tag match at Evolution.
That's going to be really good.
Evolution, Airy. In number three, Kevin Owens.
Hmm.
That's a bit of a surprise to you, isn't it?
Mm, a little bit.
I got to give you my reasons, but before I do that, now that you've been surprised, why don't you tell me why you think I put KO at number three?
Because he finished a match when he was still injured, when he had a little tweak in his knee.
No, that's not why I picked him. I picked him because he's going away for minimum 4 to 8 months. It could be longer for knee surgery. And the whole thing about it, his match against Bobby Lashley, mm-hmm. Was to turn Bobby heel because Kevin's going to be gone. They're going to be short of heel, number one. Number two, going through with it was such a buggered up knee. Number three, selling it so well. And realizing as a smart that when he comes back, he's going to be coming back as a monster baby face. So it was the air quote Kevin Owens injury at the hands, literally, of Bobby Lashley smashing his knees against the ring. Mm. That's the face turn, baby.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you?
Okay.
Guess who I put at number two for my power rankings?
Becky Lynch.
No! You're gonna hate me for this.
I'm just saying.
You're half right. It is a person of the female gender. And not somebody who identifies as a woman, but an actual female.
Okay.
I'll explain that to you later. It's very politically incorrect. Anyway, in number two on my power rankings? My power ranking top five. Nikki Bella.
Okay.
For being stupid enough to actually blindside Ronda Rousey to set up the match between the two of them at Evolution.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you'll never believe who I put at number one.
Ronda Rousey.
You are incorrect, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
DX. What do we got?
DX, baby.
Wow.
Bum, 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 bum. Boom, boom. I don't know. Every time I hear that, we had the intro play, coming in the top of the show, and I can't help it. Every time I hear that version of DX,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell everybody, my name is Neo.
Oh, God.
Because, of course, it was performed by Rage Against the Machine, which is mm-hmm. the primary group that did all the songs for The Matrix.
Yeah.
My name is Neo. And that was definitely non-penis. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Oh, God. No.
Okay, whatever you do, we got to stay above 55. Wait, wrong movie.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I didn't pick it up yet. But, yeah, you know, for my power rankings, number one, DX, of course, naturally, which basically announces that Shawn Michaels is coming out of retirement to get his ass kicked by the Brothers of Destruction at Crown Jewel. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we need to hurry up.
But number one for me leads into our next little topic. Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement. Teaming up with Triple H as the original Degeneration X, facing, of course, the Brothers of Destruction, scheduled for Crown Jewel in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is going to be a very interesting thing. We're going to be talking about that. But dude, it's been like 8 years in the making?
Yeah.
Nine years in the making? I mean, like, when did Shawn retire, for Christ's sakes? How long ago was it? It was so long ago, I still had more hair on my head.
Oh, dear.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, so what do you think about Shawn Michaels coming back?
Don't know how I feel about it.
Okay. Well,
I'm...
I was gonna say, here's the thing. People screaming, one more match, come on, Shawn, one more match! Right?
Yeah.
But you're kind of ambivalent. I mean, like, oh, he's old, he doesn't need to come out of retirement, we need to push the younger guys.
No, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm a person that believes that it should not be The Undertaker and Kane versus D-Generation X. This shouldn't be the way for Shawn Michaels to come out of retirement. Is it a good match? On paper, yes. It's good on paper. But now? No.
Remember, Mike, I spent a lot of time as a promoter of my own wrestling show and booker of my own wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
Actual, real, live, independent, professional wrestling, like Stampede Wrestling.
Yes, of course.
Right? And I could explain the booking to you on this one. This is not going to be Sean's only one-off match.
Well, I know this. This I know.
Okay.
Now, I know Sean's been training. I know that. I know he's been getting himself ready, and I know Kane's been getting himself ready. But, by the way, congratulations, Kane. I see that this may be a way, you know, to opt out of his Sean's retirement. Like, hey, so if I return, if I beat you, cool, I'm off the hook. My whole thing is, I'm just scared on how off the match is gonna be. The one thing about Shawn Michaels is that of course he's gonna go balls to the wall. So I'm kind of scared. Please don't do a moonsault, you know. Oh. But then we ain't got to worry about his hair, so, yeah.
Did you watch Super Showdown? You don't have to worry about his hair. He ain't got none, for Christ's sakes.
Well, I know that. Attention? Oh, I know that.
All right, there you go. But did you watch Super Showdown?
Maybe.
Maybe.
The finish?
Don't answer like you're a girl. I mean, like, yes or no. I mean, come on. No. Did you see the match?
I have not.
Okay, there's your problem right there. Yeah, it was nostalgia. Yeah, they don't have the same get up and go that they did 10, 15, 20 years ago. But the Undertaker Triple H match with special guest star Shawn Michaels and Kane dun, 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 was a good match. It delivered. It was entertaining. It was made an ODQ match, courtesy of Triple H. And, of course, naturally, just to lift the curtain a little bit for the listeners listening, some of you may not know this, but when you do that, it's, believe it or not, an ODQ match is one of the safest matches you can wrestle.
Hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, Michael? It's done properly when you got two old superstars like that.
You're right.
Yeah. Now, let's just explain. How is it safe? You've got extra rest breaks because, okay, I'm going to smack you in the back with a chair and just walk around the ring for 5 minutes selling it and then chokeslam me and walk around 5 minutes looking like you're going to win and I'll get up. Okay. That's one of the main things. Secondly, wrestlers who have been around that long working as many matches against each other and with each other as these guys have, and everybody else they've ever worked with, they know how to deliver something that looks good, but doesn't even touch it.
Hmm.
But you're as a fan, you're still going to buy it. You're still going to buy that choke slam. You're going to buy the chair shot. You're going to buy the kendo stick being broken across your ribs. Never mind, it's a gimmick kendo stick.
There you go.
Shh, don't tell anybody. Kayfabe.
Right.
Yep.
Super kayfabe.
Yeah, it's secrets of the business, man. Don't give it away, which is, you know, what we're famous for doing here anyway, but whatever. So they had a very ultimately safe match in Australia. It looked good. And, of course, Undertaker lost thanks to Shawn Michaels. Tomorrow night, expect the Undertaker potentially with Kane to come out and further this feud.
DX is back. Let me tell you, Shawn Michaels, I retired you once, I'll retire you again. Rest in peace.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Like a blind and deaf mute could book this shit, and it would still be gold. Just for no other reason than nostalgia. Okay, now you're hardcore, and I don't mean a hardcore wrestler. You're hardcore as a fan. You're in that group that we classify as smarks, even though you're a wrestler.
Correct.
Okay, and so you want to see the shit that is a little bit more out there, ethereal, air quote dream matches. Of course, we all want to see the dream matches, but we're not the casual fan. The casual fan will say, "Shut up and take my money." When you announce Undertaker's forcing Shawn Michaels out of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up and take my money! Okay. I'm gonna relate this to you. I used to be a nightclub disc jockey. That's right. I played music in a bar, folks. People drank, danced, got drunk, they puked on their shoes, and got laid. But not all exactly in that order. Pretty close. Anyway, after hours, all of you people are gone from the bar. It's closed. It's locked. The only people left are the staff. And I'm cleaning up my DJ booth. And, of course, we're all listening to music while we all clean up the bar. Do you think I'm going to play that new Lady Gaga song? No. You want to be starting something with Michael Jackson's playing, bitch? Oh, yeah. Stuff that you couldn't play today for the masses and have them accept it, but were really, really big when they first came out, stuff that you never hear anymore. That's what we listen to, because you can listen to Sir Mix-a-Lot screaming about liking big butts just so many times in a week, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I do so much on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So. So, yeah, Being the casual fan, you're gonna want to see this historic throwback. Being the hardcore fan, we don't want it because we've been there. Okay, great. We want right now, this very goddamn second, we want to see Shawn Michaels come out of retirement and face AJ Styles. Let's face it, that's got to be the number one name right now. If you ask the general public, the average fan, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to see Shawn Michaels face dream match coming out of retirement? What are they going to say?
Where's my kid? Shut up and take my money.
No, no, no. Who are they going to pick for Shawn's opponent?
Like in general, if it was not Degenerate, if it wasn't Undertaker or anybody else.
We're talking about the casual fan.
AJ Styles.
Okay, thank you. Right now, I think that is probably number one. Just to answer Crotchy one, and I think, I don't know if I said your name right or not, but in chat room, asked me what my favorite current WWE superstar is, and I told him, well, you know, I got a lot of friends working in WWE right now, so my answer's biased, but I never miss a Natalya match, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody who has listened to us doing this webcast for any length of time knows how I feel about Natalya and her work rate and what she has done for the rest of the women's roster there. And he's also asked what my favorite wrestlers in the past were. Again, how far back do you want to go? Yes, I'm a mark for Bret Hart, naturally. He's the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. But I'm spoiled because I watched Bret when he was in Stampede before he went to WWE, trained by his dad in the dungeon. And even today, if there's ever any kind of a show coming to Calgary or being held in Calgary, you talk to any professional wrestler, they want to do at least one show in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It's like Undertaker said, Calgary is the mecca for professional wrestling because of Stampede and Stu Hart, the legacy, all of that stuff. Am I being biased, Mike?
No, not at all.
All right. Yeah, I am, but I'm also being honest. So, but anyway, so I hope that answers Quatchy one in the chat room there. So,
yeah, right. If your questions haven't answered, cool.
Yeah, but getting back to the booking, why are you putting Shawn Michaels against Undertaker? Because booking wise, you have to. Undertaker's the guy that retired Shawn. You can't have Shawn break his word after having him hold to it for the last, decade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then have him wrestle anybody but Undertaker. And here's the thing. Okay, DX, if you win, then Shawn can do whatever he wants, says Undertaker. So after we get the tag match at Crown Jewel, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden we get AJ saying, Shawn, you were good back in the day, but I'm the man who built the house that is known as SmackDown. Blah, 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 blah. So all of a sudden, you can have that dream match, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, jaded us are saying, well, no, come on, like, give us the match. Well, yeah, we'll get it, but we can't have it immediately.
Jesus.
Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So, are you looking forward to Crown Jewel?
I am, but, you know, we'll see. We got to make sure everything's okay.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if it wasn't for this webcast, I'd boycott it because of what happened.
I just have to pay for my network.
I'm sure a lot of guys, a lot of people listening, know the situation. And in fact, believe it or not, for at least a little while, Crown Jewel was in jeopardy of not taking place because it's scheduled to take place in Saudi Arabia. And in Saudi Arabia, an American journalist went missing, believed to be basically all hacked apart, cut up the whole bit. U.S. senators have been urging WWE to cancel the show, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a pretty serious thing. Now, I'm definitely right of center politically. I'm a bit right wing. The last good Democrat was John F. Kennedy. Anyway, being a Canadian, it doesn't matter what I think about American politics. However, I am right of center. Situation like this, I'm kind of thinking maybe they should move the venue.
They should, but the question is where?
Where can you move it to? That's, you know, a big
deal. Such a short notice? Well, then again, Vince McMahon has money, so it wouldn't matter.
There are places in the Arab world that are a little bit more friendly to to the West. I don't want to like to say the States because it's North America.
Yeah, we're not going to Korea.
Canada and the United States are allies. But you know, you could move it to Kuwait.
How long has it been since we did a tribute to the troops?
Drop of the hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, drop of the hat. You could move it to Kuwait. Kuwaitis are strong, still strong allies of the United States. They love the wrestling. And, I mean, that little piddly-ass country has so much goddamn money, they could make it happen. WWE actually removed Crown Jewel from their site for a little while, but it's back. It's back on the website. That's just responding to the chat room there. It is back on the website. As of right now, the plan is to go ahead with the show in Saudi. I'm not happy about it, personally speaking, Mike. It's got nothing to do with Saudi being, you know, Arabic, and it's not racial or anything like that. You know, Muslims, Islam, Sharia law, all that other stuff. Let's just like be politically incorrect for a moment here and expound, you know, just like state this. Islam is a religion, not a race. So don't call me racist. You can call me anti-Islam if I say anything anti-Islam. I'm not. I'm anti-extremist. That I am. If there is any potential for danger, and here's where a duck, looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, and walks like a duck, okay? If there is any chance of a terroristic danger to the WWE superstars, should they go?
Should they?
Should they go? If there is a chance of any of them coming to harm?
No.
Right? I mean, would you, as Vince McMahon, walk into the deep south in the middle of, I'm not bringing up anything that's not happening or posing a hypothetical. Let's face it, Black Lives Matter, did originate, pretty much out of the southern United States because of the disparity there. And, yeah. Look, I'm a white dude, you're a black dude. I talk to you, I don't think of you as a black dude, I think of you as a dude. Get it?
There you
okay.
go.
So you've got darker skin than me. What the fuck does that matter? You can't divide people that way, in my opinion. And yes, I am getting political, okay? People are people. It doesn't matter what color their skin is, yada, yada, yada. Sure, fine. You've got your cultural history. I've got mine. My ancestry is the Vikings from Denmark and Norway, okay? That's my ancestry. What's yours?
My ancestry, can't say that on the air, but yeah, my ancestry, you know, coming from a pole. No, I can't say that either.
No. Anyway. Let me just shorten this down. Okay. And this is something that everybody should take to heart. Know where you came from.
There you go.
Bottom line, know where you came from. Mike, if your ancestors came from Kenya and they were very, very proud Mandinka warriors, then be proud of that. My ancestors are from Norway and Denmark, and they discovered North America, and I'm very proud of that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? It's back to what my point is. I'm sorry that I'm taking so long to get to it, but all of a sudden you've got all of this unrest and strife in Birmingham, Alabama, and there's a whole bunch of rioting, and there's fighting, and people are getting beat up and killed and shot, and there's retaliation and stuff like that. If you're Vince McMahon and you have a WWE show booked for Birmingham, Alabama, and it happens to fall right in the middle of the worst part of this discord, what are you going to do? Are you going to still have the show?
Yeah, you're right.
Or are you going to move it to a different venue, postpone it, cancel it, whatever it takes to keep your people safe? What are you going to do? Just tell me.
I'll take door number two.
You're going to postpone it and move that show to a different venue. Different city or state or whatever.
I'm not risking anybody to be put in danger. One thing, and you can agree with me on this, Tim. One thing that we've learned in wrestling is that we are a family.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make sure everybody as a family is safe. If one person doesn't feel safe, we're not going to be safe. That's just the bottom line.
Look, I get in the ring and pretend to beat you up, and you pretend to beat me up. But we're brothers, and we stick up for each other, and we hold out for each other, and we look out for each other. And, that's the point that you're making. A lot of WWE superstars are not interested in going to Saudi Arabia right now because of what's happened. All right.
Yeah,
if it's just a little tiny skirmish or something like that. Okay. The team chat is in there. I'm pretty sure that team chat, that's got to be, our buddy Maddie. If it's a big, huge problem, yeah, you move the show, and it's the stupidest thing not to. If it's just a tiny little isolated incident, then yeah, no, you still hold the show. Increase security, but still. Anyway, I just wanted to address that. I don't know if you're following the chat room or not, Mike, but I am. So, yeah. So, personally speaking, I'm not copacetic with Crown Jewel taking place at this point in time, right now, with the recent latest developments. What about you?
Not at all. Minus five stars.
So yeah, that's what I got to say about it. Do you have anything to comment?
I have nothing. We pretty much accomplish everything when it comes to Crown Jewel, and I honestly believe that this is going to be. We got to see what's going to happen. But you know what? I have a feeling that we can, even though we're talking, Crown Jewel's in trouble. There is one show that's not going to be in trouble.
Evolution. But we are going to be talking about that on the other side of the break.
That's exactly right. Stick
around. Yeah, everybody, politically incorrect, I'm proud of it. We'll return right after these messages. Sorry to get a little bit too political and fired up, but that's me. And if you want to find out more about it, you can follow me on my uncensored, highly opinionated Twitter at VoicingSanity. That being said, we're going to take our first, last, and only time out of the evening. Coming back, we're going to be talking about Evolution, the Evolution card, all-time SmackDown History Edition, power rankings, our top five, and, of course, the all-time greatest right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, WTR, Sunday night. Don't you dare miss it. We'll be back right after this.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's a horse you have, that horse.
Gundam style.
Not the pelvic thrust.
What, Mr. Sumi in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to
wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita.
Oh, I hated that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Macarena style.
Oh. Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Politically Incorrect Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen, if any of you were offended by my half rants in the previous segment, it was my intention to completely piss you off or anything like that, but don't expect an apology either. I'm going to let you know that I've got a new blog page that is going live very soon. It's called Pieces of My Mind, and I'm going to be no holds barred when I post opinion pieces there. And next week you will be given the link, so I hope that you follow me on the Twitter machines. And those of you in the chat room, you can find out where I am on Twitter by reading what just popped up there a few moments ago. Yeah. That being said, we are back talking wrestling right here on Let's Talk Radio, streaming on the TuneIn app, Mike. Guess how much it's going to cost you to put it on your mobile device?
How much is it going to cost, Tim?
Absolutely nothing, and even for free, too. But wait, there's more. Download it, 100% free, search Wild Talk Radio Network, and then just favorite us. And then you can listen to any Wild Talk Radio programming whenever we go live.
Cool.
Yeah, bud.
That's awesome.
And, of course, the archives will probably be up by midday tomorrow. If you missed the first half of this webcast, you might find it interesting.
Oh, gosh. Might? No, maybe. You'll find it really interesting.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, you were very funny there. I mean, like, you're a great sidekick.
I tried.
Ba-dum-bum. Hey, yeah. do we have a mic thing in our chat room, Mr. Producer?
No.
Are we gonna get one?
Eventually.
Okay. We just got to figure out what we want to say.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking about saying things. SmackDown 1000 is coming up this week, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
We got a whole bunch of guys returning, including Batista.
Yay!
There's reason alone to tune in. Hey, is The Rock going to be there?
No.
What about Edge and Christian?
Maybe.
How about JBL?
Who knows?
What about Vicky?
Yes.
Yeah. Who else? Who's announced?
Tay Long, Michelle McCool. Well, they're listed on the Arena website. Evolution's a big name. Kane and Undertaker are announced. There was a tease for Edge doing something, but that may have been pulled down already.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one.
Who?
Oh, Dish.
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, he's back. Yeah, he's back.
And he's facing Shinsuke Nakamura. And I'm finding tickets right now as we speak.
There you go.
Shut up and take my money, huh?
Absolutely. Even okay, if it's nosebleed.
Even if it's nosebleed. Yeah, so you're going to want to tune in to SmackDown 1000 for several different reasons. They're going to be doing what they can to put on a really good show. Speaking about really good shows, we've had several of them in the history of SmackDown. 999 separate episodes.
Jesus Christ.
Scary, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We've had some questionable things, but we've had some really good SmackDown products, which, of course, SmackDown is actually named after The Rock, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes to lay the SmackDown on your candy ass. Mike, can you do The Rock?
No.
Can you do Stewie?
Mm-hmm.
Do The Rock as Stewie. Or do Stewie as The Rock.
No, pussy.
Anyway, all-time SmackDown History Edition Power Rankings.
Hold on.
It's this week's WTR Power Rankings.
I've got the power!
Production.
Well, look at that.
Wow.
All right, so, Mike, you've got your all-time five?
Number five, Rikishi. Well, staying the end of the Kiss My Ass Club. Number five. Number four. What was it? Number four, Eddie Guerrero's WWE Championship Celebration.
You're naming moments. We just wanted the top five power rankings.
We just wanted superstars, not moments.
Oh, fine. Number five, Jericho. Number four, just leave me alone. Number five, Jericho. Number four, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number three, Edge. Number two, Dolph Ziggler. And number one, The Rock.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Is Stone Cold really, you really consider him SmackDown?
I mean,
he's a Raw.
But see, during the invasion angle, yeah, he was on there heavily. Fine. No Stone Cold? Can't he? Well, see, if that's the case, none of them.
No, but when you think of Stone Cold, you don't think of SmackDown. That's all. It's fine.
You don't have. You're not being told you have to change your list, Mike.
It's creating radio conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. But it's just, yeah, I don't think.
Well, because, yeah, I do, because he had a huge influence on the invasion angle. And to be perfectly quite honest, the invasion angle kind of had all the juicy stuff on SmackDown. Some of it.
So you're saying that the setup was on Raw and the payoff was SmackDown.
Yes.
On SmackDown.
Absolutely.
I can't 100% disagree with that, Rock, because we did see a lot of it.
I mean, there was stuff on SmackDown. I won't disagree with that. I'm just, again, all-time SmackDown, who benefited the most from being on SmackDown, it's Stone Cold.
Because a lot of them, because think about it. You were 3 days away from the pay-per-view. And back then, everything was the mass pay-per-view. Everything. And so SmackDown had to be that show where it was like, oh my gosh, we have to watch this. Where literally the internet was, you know, wasn't as advanced as it was, and spoilers?
No such thing back then.
Right.
There were a lot of spoilers.
You had to find the creepiest comic book guy.
No, you really didn't. They were very much, in fact, they probably got him in emails.
See, not everyone could have been like you.
I still have some of the emails. Anyway.
Two honorable mentions, however, I will say, would have to be Roddy Piper, because of his angle with Mr. America, and JBL. JBL, because of his run as WWE Champion.
But
no?
Piper?
Okay.
Again, all time, SmackDown, Piper.
Well, one of my favorite people on this, well, some one of my top six people on that SmackDown brand roster was Sean O'Hare.
Okay.
May he rest in peace. And if it wasn't for Piper, I wouldn't have Sean O'Hare. The reason why I say Roddy Piper was because Roddy Piper, he did a lot on SmackDown. And they didn't give Sean O'Hare the proper push. That's like me saying, number one guy, Mordecai.
Okay.
But, okay.
That was a 2 month window.
But see, there's the thing with SmackDown. SmackDown had a lot of good stuff in that, in either a 2 month storyline or a year long storyline. SmackDown had it. The writers on SmackDown was on point. They knew what to do with people. Prime example, which is my mention, John Bradshaw Layfield.
Okay. I can agree with JBL. Because he became the SmackDown, the longest reigning SmackDown champion in history until AJ Styles. But I digress. We got a double saying in the chat goes, number one, Eddie. Number two, Ray. Number three, Taker. Number four, Kurt Angle. Number five, Weird Life, John Cena. You know? Let's see. Let's compare list. Where's the list I sent Tim? I did 10 of them. I did a top 10 because I was just rattling off people.
I only did 5.
I have a few of those. I have a couple of those in my list. What about you, Tim?
All I want to know, is it true that Earth girls are easy?
So, Tim, what's your top 5?
You're like, okay, Tim Stein's non sequitur. You're going to have to do a little hook for that every time I throw shit like that out. Just for the hell of it. My top 5 all-time SmackDown History Edition power rankings. Starting coming in at number 5. Edge and Christian.
See, I could argue them as a duo wasn't much of SmackDown, but okay.
You know, they were, Edge and Christian as a tag team actually were more SmackDown than Raw. As singles, it was Christian on SmackDown, Edge on Raw more.
No, really Edge on SmackDown. Edge was broke out on SmackDown.
Anyway, that's 5th place for me. Coming in 4th place is Kurt Angle.
Okay.
3rd place, JBL.
Okay.
2nd place, the late, great Eddie Guerrero. And, of course, in 1, you've got Undertaker. Undertaker was SmackDown. That was his yard. Okay. And that's my top 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I had The Rock in there, but I thought, no, we're going to swap him out for Angle because The Rock was actually more Raw, more feuding with Stone Cold.
Brent goes, Eddie 1, Taker 2, Brock 3, Rock 4, Edge 5.
See, I get the feeling that people are putting Eddie in 1 because, you know, like, he's no longer here. And it's the, you know, it that factors into it a little bit more than it should, I think. Eddie's 2 with me only because it was Undertaker's show forever. Yeah, he would show up on Raw. And back in the, back when he first debuted, he was exclusively on Raw because there was no SmackDown. But when SmackDown show, came into being, that's where he moved to, and he owned it.
Devil's Fan brings up the name that shall not be mentioned. I will disagree with you completely because he was a Raw guy.
he was on SmackDown, but he was more of a Raw guy and then an NXT, or no, sorry, WWECW guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I would disagree with that name. So there you
go. Oh, God.
So there's your power rankings.
Woot.
Next, Tim.
The Evolution pay-per-view card. Do you have the card, Brock?
You have three championship matches, three championship matches announced. You have the Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. You have the SmackDown Women's Champion, Last Woman Standing, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. You have the NXT Women's Championship. It is Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler. You have Trish Stratus and Lita versus Mickie James and Alexa Bliss. You have the finals of the Mae Young Classic, and there will be another NXT UK Women's Championship match on the program as well. Now, I can't say who that is because that hasn't been shown on television and it's going to be very soon. So,
making 4 title matches on this pay-per-view.
There are 4 title matches on this pay-per-view. 6 matches semi-announced already. 5 officially. 1 was announced, but was taped today.
Oh, wow. And we'll get at least 1 more either tomorrow and or Tuesday.
There'll be
at least minimum 1 more.
You're going to, if you don't get the match announcement, you'll get the direction of where you're going. There will probably be some sort of battle royal as well, just so you get all the names, because there's a bunch of NXT women's names that are rumored to appear on the show, so you would figure they're in some sort of lumberjack or battle royal, I would assume battle royal type match to fill out the show.
Not to get myself into more trouble than I already have tonight, but I got one question.
Mm-hmm.
When do bitches get in tag titles?
What date's Evolution?
Right.
I just had to throw something out there. Just, something's in the ether, kids.
When's Evolution?
Ain't I nasty?
At Flames Forums.
There you go. Now, so how many matches are we expecting as opposed to, like, the 6 announced?
Too many.
I would say 8 to 10.
8 to 10 would include a potential mini Rumble match.
Yeah, the Battle Royal. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, it'd be 7, and you probably have another tag match of some sort. They seem to be doing something with Ember and Nia. They started that on Raw. You gotta get Bayley involved somehow. You gotta get
Sasha's been cleared. She's coming back.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
So you have a decent lineup for Evolution, which is good.
Yep.
We have any problems with that?
I'm gonna be watching this pay-per-view, and I have a funny feeling that we are going to be quite entertained for most of it. I can't pick out any one match that might be a potential stumbling block except Nikki Ronda.
But they probably have been working on, they'll be working on that match for a while.
Yeah. But you understand why I think that is the potential stumble.
I do. I understand. Yeah. Also, this is us filling in the gap because this wasn't our topic. Anyway.
This is true. unfortunately, the Omega, the be all, the end all of this little, website is unable to be here this evening, and we bear him no ill will for not showing up, because let's face it, the kid's always here and almost practically never pulls a Tim Stein or Heartbreak Mike and no shows.
Anyway, there you go. Let's get interactive with the chat room. It's time for the all-time greatest here on WTR Sunday night.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now! We made it to round 3.
Holy shit. Finally?
Finally.
Finally.
So, chat.
The Rock has come back to round 3. No, forget it. Don't do that again.
All right, chat. We're going to look at your opinions. You guys, the majority, will cast the final vote for these battles. Eric Bischoff, Four Horsemen, go. All-time greatest heel. Mike.
Wow, Four Horsemen.
Why?
It's self-explanatory. The Four Horsemen are just guys that collectively... Brilliant minds versus, where to start? And then Eric Bischoff, I'm sorry. Evil, but he's not. Well, heel, but he's not the Four Horsemen heel. Legendary.
Tim.
Eric Bischoff basically healed out riding on the coattails of NWO, and then when WCW died, and that's a whole different argument as to who caused that. But when WCW died, he was made to be Vince McMahon's bitch on WWE. And he played a good heel. He was good at it, sure. But, again, being made to be Vince's bitch on WWE sort of negated some of the things that he did do in WCW. However, the Horsemen. Classic. Led by Ric Flair. Hands down, Horseman, baby.
Chat room is in agreement except for one. So, majority moves the Four Horsemen along. Edge takes on Bad News Allen / Brown.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Tim?
My answer's biased, and it's right no matter who anybody else chooses, okay? At the end of the day, I knew him. I worked with him. He was a friend of mine. Nobody, not even Edge, was able to get his ass kicked out of a city with the threat of being tarred and feathered. Bad News Allen / Brown did that. He was banned. He was kicked out of Calgary, literally, for real, by city council. This is back before the doors got blown wide open on professional wrestling and people still thought it was real. This guy was vilified for, air quotes, putting Archie the Stomper Goldie's son in the hospital with brain damage. People believed it. People bought it. People wanted to kill Bad News. Edge was a great heel. The Rated R Superstar, I don't want to take anything away from him. But when it comes down to a bona fide, genuine, ass-kicking SOB, it's the one guy that caused and the only guy that caused Andre the Giant to back down after saying some inflammatory racial things in the chat, in the locker room. And that was bad news, Alan Brown.
Chat unanimously goes with Edge. Mike?
Wow. Of course the black guy would do it. Alright,
Brothers from Brooklyn. He's a Olympic judo medalist.
Tim, stop.
But still,
Edge was a complete and utter evil ultimate opportunist. Because of that, he became world champion multiple times. His heel tactics got him sky high. Feuds with Batista, The Undertaker, John Cena. They were Triple H. They were so brutal. But it's not bad news, Brad. So we're going to go with bad news, Brad.
Mike is too scared to pick Edge to bad news.
No. Bad News Brown was a heel in real life. So
I keep my statement. Next, Hollywood Hulk Hogan takes on Raven. Mike.
Hollywood, no one expects wrestling's hero to be a bad guy. Back then, that was a slap in the face in professional wrestling. Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Tim.
Hulk Hogan's turn was a moment that shook and shocked the professional wrestling world. And that will be a candidate for biggest shocks in professional wrestling of all time, which, hey, Rock, there's another idea for another one. But it was the one moment. After that, Hollywood Hogan was your average standard heel dude, didn't do a bad job of it, and it was all fine and dandy. But what about Raven? Everything Raven did and made others do with his flock and being so cerebral and psychological with everything, I mean everything, you're not going to top Raven.
So that's one for Hogan, one for Raven.
Quote the Raven, eat my shorts.
Chat room's currently 50-50, which means I gotta break tie. Quote the Raven, he moves on. And finally, The Undertaker, Triple H.
This is probably the hardest one of the night, dudes.
Wait, Taker versus who?
Triple H.
Taker versus H. Emirates.
Mike.
Fuck. God, both of these bastards are so dark. That's the problem. But in different aspects. The cerebral assassin versus the minister of darkness. Fuck. Back in the 90s, The Undertaker took it to that point where even kids got so scared at half of the stuff he does. And performing rituals, putting people on crosses, making sacrifices, almost burning a man alive, mind you. You never saw that except for The Undertaker. But then you have Triple H that beat people with the inch of their lives just because he wanted the world title. From Randy Orton to The Undertaker to Batista, the names and list can go on. And then just beat the snot out of Ric Flair. This one is a tough one, but I can't even choose. Three-way dance?
No.
Fuck. I go with The Undertaker.
Tim, break the tie.
Unlike pretty much every other wrestler historically on any roster, Undertaker coming out would literally make kids cry. He scared them that much. When he was evil Undertaker, he was evil. But for more of his career than not, he was more of the anti-hero along the lines of Stone Cold Steve Austin, like it or not. He, with his babyface run, was the accidental babyface run because the fans wound up organically cheering for him. And he is an all-time favorite. Partly because of the nostalgia and the kids that would bawl their eyes out in the audience whenever he came out, grew up to be big, you know, the very big fans of his. But out of the two of them, the biggest asshole is Triple H. And never mind being the heel character, just being an asshole. I mean, if this was the all-time greatest assholes of the WWE, Triple H would be perennially the favorite to win the entire goddamn thing. And right now, because his character, I'm not talking about Paul Levesque, I'm talking about the character Triple H here, because character was such a non-empathetic, heartless, cold prick when he whenever he did his heel runs. It's Triple H.
Chat room agrees, so the game, the movement, moves on.
Yeah, keep it up. I'm going to have a movement.
That's the all-time greatest.
That's essentially the show for this evening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed WTR Sunday night. Don't forget tomorrow, immediately following Raw show, which is just as lame as calling it the Raw Post Show.
Currently scheduled Raw Post Show 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Talk everything...
Ish.
Yeah, once we're all in, we should be live. Hopefully. Keep going, Tim.
Fortnite.
Eventually, Friday. Usually Thursday nights. And Saturdays.
Yeah, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern or 8 o'clock Mountain, depending on what time zone you're in. 7 o'clock Pacific. Another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack radio show with Lindsay Ward.
Check out The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be covering SmackDown 1000 on the show. Go back and listen to our interview with HGTV's Flipper Flop Atlanta's The Corsinis. We'll talk all about the Season 2 premiere with them right now at rockradioshow.com. You can check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Divas Season 8, Episode 4, now available Episode 5. Should be available later in the week. Direct radio show on all your favorite forms of social media. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Get on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You know the deal. Direct radio show.
Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern time. We're as close as we get to another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual CB Radio.
Last night we did... Who is the scariest, strangest, weird, spookiest wrestler of all time? This week we're doing the scariest horror video game of all time.
Oh,
tune in.
My.
It is CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight at CBRadioLive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com.
Next Sunday night, is there a pay-per-view? No. You know what that means? That if there's anything to talk about, Russell Talk Radio will return to the air live at 8 o'clock Mountain.
There will be
Eastern.
A show next week.
What's that?
There will be a show next week.
There will be a show next week. Oh, you know why? Because we have to preview the pay-per-view.
Preview the pay-per-view, yeah.
Yep.
Evolution?
Yep.
If we don't talk about anything, we'll talk about that.
We going to talk about the bitches? I came here for the beer and the bitches.
I'm not going to drink this beer now.
Never mind. Don't even go there. I'm not even going to continue. So yeah,
nope.
We'll be playing Pick'em. So you wanna check that out if you've never played before. Well, this is your chance. You'll get a chance to see if you can come out on top. I got a question for you guys in the chat room. I want to know something. If we came up with a thing called Stymie Tim Stein, where you're asked questions, do you guys think that you would know more than me? No Googling allowed, by the way. Because that's an idea that we're toying with. Think about it. Get back to us. And follow us, of course, naturally on the Twitter machines, Wild Talk Radio, at Wild Talk Radio, Wrestle Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night. And, of course, it's the Facebook pages, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio is facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, that's right. Network.
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 Yeah, but in the meantime, follow me on Twitter, two separate places, at Voice Insanity. That's uncensored. You guys got a taste tonight for some of the shit that I talk about. you want more? At Voice Insanity. If you're into the safer stuff, don't mind hockey and like wrestling and just the odd silliness, then follow my other Twitter account, at Flames Forums. And, yeah, just once again, letting you know that my blog has been set up. We're going to have some new controversial posts being put up regularly. If you're interested in that, then you'll definitely want to follow at Voice Insanity for updates. Mike?
So, yeah, you can always hit me up on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. This week, I'm actually going to do something. I want to talk about, this week I'm going to talk about some things for talking about Shawn Michaels. And I'm thinking about probably doing fake match cards for possible opponents for Shawn Michaels. So stay tuned for that. Also, be on the lookout on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. We're actually going to start things up in November, but we have a couple of clips and things that you guys can look at.
There you go. Of course, he's not here tonight, but all over the internet, what is he known as? Rock?
You can follow TJ Omega on the YouTube at TJ Omega. You follow him on Twitter at TJ Omega. If you like Facebook, if you're that.
You can't follow him at TJ Omega. You have to be TJ Reviews.
It would be TJ Reviews. Make sure you follow and subscribe again to his YouTube channel, youtube.com/TJ Omega. And for everything YouTube does not like, it's TJOmega.net. And buy his stuff on eBay. It's linked at the top of his Twitter.
There you go. That being said, I think we're all done for the night, guys.
Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive, so you know when we go live with any content. That's podcasts, Fortnite, or WWE 2K19, which is all now on demand in the archive section right there, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
There you go. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. We'll catch you next Sunday night right here, Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.